Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning, and it's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Paul Parent. Now get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook, because it's time to solve your garden problems. To join the Paul Parent Garden Club, all you have to do is call this toll-free number, 1-800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. And now your host, Paul Parent.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world. I see skies of blue and clouds of white, the bright blessed day, the dark sacred night, and I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Good morning, and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. What a gorgeous day. Blue sky, the sun's out. And if you live in northern New England or even maybe central Massachusetts, you're getting some snow on the ground. The southern part of New England still doesn't have a heck of a lot of snow, or some places have hardly anything or none at all. But your time will come. The seasons are changing, and the weather's getting colder, and a storm coming up the coast, but it's going to be all rain. And that's a good thing, because that way we can get your shopping done and get all of the parties without having to deal with snow and slippery driving and everything that goes along with that. If we can help you with problems that you had on your property during the year, or if you're trying to find the perfect plant for a gardening neighbor, a friend, or relatives, then give us a call. It's 800-259-9231. 800-259-9231. Call right now. We got a couple of open lines, and Jared will get you set up, and we'll help you to have a great Christmas season. Now, we talked a little bit about this earlier. Poinsettias. For some reason, rumors went around that the poinsettias are deadly. And if you have a house cat and you bring in a poinsettia, the cat could die from poisoning of the poinsettia. Well, that's not something that's reliable. The poinsettia plant, the sap of it, and if you've ever broken a branch, the sap has like a white appearance to it. It's like a latex almost, and very sticky. It's very bitter. And if you have a cat and he scratches the leaves, which they do, it will bleed this white sap. And if they lick it, it's bitter. Now, the only way that the poinsettia plant could kill an animal or a child, they would have to eat their body's weight in the plant. So that if you've got a 5 or 6 year old and they're weighing 50 pounds, you're going to have eat an awful lot of poinsettias. And you'll probably get the same thing with any other plant that you have in your house. So it is not a poisonous plant. There is no part of it that's poisonous. And because it's bitter, your animals will not bother it. So enjoy the poinsettia. Just keep it away from drafts. That's the main thing. If it's going to be in a hallway, every time you open the door, you get a gust of wind that comes in. Eventually, the leaves are going to drop on it, and it's not going to look very good. So just be aware of it. It likes a place where it's warm, good light, good air circulation, but no draftiness. And they don't like to be on a windowsill. Even the good windows will get cold when the temperatures outside are cold and the inside is warm. So put them on your kitchen table. Keep them off the windowsill. If you want to put a plant on the windowsill, the cyclamen or sickleman is a good plant for you. But other than that, this time of the year, keep plants away from the windowsill. They seem to do much, much better. If we can help you, call Jared right now, 800-259-9231. Jared, who's up first this hour?
Okay, first up we have Janet on the line who's calling about a poinsettia and also about an ivy.
Okay, Janet, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Good morning, Paul.
Good morning.
One of my questions was about the poinsettia plant, and I think you've answered my question just now. I received a very large plant, you know, about 2 feet tall, 2.5 feet across. It's quite lovely. And right now I have it in a sunroom in my house that's all sliders. And I don't really the room is heated, but I don't keep it warm unless we're sitting out there. So it probably runs a temperature of around 60 degrees, 58. It's quite bright, but I do have it in front of one of the sliders. And you just mentioned that you shouldn't put it in front of a window. Well, it isn't a window, but it is glass. So perhaps I should move it from there. And is the room too cold on a regular basis?
Degrees, it should not hurt that plant at all.
Oh, you know what? I kind of... Could you repeat that? I think I missed hearing what you said.
Okay. Temperatures at 58, 60, 65 is not going to hurt a poinsettia. There, as long as there's no draft, there's no, you know, cold air that comes bursting in there. If you're keeping it at 60 degrees, even 65 degrees mm-hmm. on a regular basis, it should not hurt that plant at all. Are you getting leaf drop on it?
No. Well, it's fairly new. It was sent to me, so no, I haven't. And I want to keep it because it's quite lovely, and I want to make sure I treat it properly.
Yeah. No, you should be okay. The main thing that you want to do is this. You want to make sure that you water the plant when it needs it. And you don't need to buy a fancy tool. Take your index finger, push it in the ground, 2-3 knuckles deep, wiggle it around, and feel for moisture.
Mm-hmm.
And your plant will do better a little bit on the dry side, a little bit on the wet side.
Mm-hmm.
When you water your poinsettia, try and use warm water. All of your greenhouses, when they grow the plant, they heat the water. So that way there's no temperature change in that pot. So if you take cold water out of the faucet, and right now, you know, the outside is cold and
yes.
your basement is cold. So if you just take cold tap water and you put it on that plant that's 65 degrees and the temperature of the water is, let's say, 45 degrees, which is not uncommon for cold water, then you could chill the roots and then you could end up with a problem. So I would use warm water. The other thing that you want to do with that poinsettia is every time you water it, spin it so that the side that faces in the house now, maybe a week from now, when you spin it, is facing towards the window. And that way the sun is hitting the plant on different parts of the plant and you get more uniformity to it. Otherwise, one side of the plant is getting a lot of direct sun, doing very well. The other side is getting no direct sun, just diffused light coming through the foliage. So I would give that a try and see if that's going to make anything change for you. Now, fertilizer should be done on a monthly basis. In a general purpose fertilizer, Miracle-Gro, the Neptune's Harvest will work very, very well for you. But the main thing is, the other thing is, if it's in tin foil or in a plastic sleeve, make sure that when you water it, that you don't let the plastic pot, container, or tin for a sleeve collect water. Because if that pot is sitting in, let's say, a half an inch of water, the roots in the bottom are going to rot. Now the leaves are going to fall, and the plant's going to go downhill very, very quickly. So little things like that can really make a big, big difference for you. Okay? So good drainage, water as needed, use warm water, keep them out of drafts, and temperature, 60 degrees and up, should not be a problem. But the main killer is too much water, cold water, and cold drafts on that plant. 800-259-9231. Jared, who's up next?
Okay, next up we have Marilyn on the line calling about Amanda Villa.
Okay, good morning. Tell me about the mandevilla. Is it one? Tell me about that mandevilla. Is it one that you're bringing inside for the winter?
Yes. Gee, I didn't know there was one that you didn't have to bring in, truthfully.
No. Well, this is one. Okay, we're coming up on a break. Why don't you hold on a second? And then I want you to tell me when you purchased it, how you've been taking care of it, and what you want to do with it during the winter season. And I'll tell you how that you can keep it alive in your house. It's not going to bloom because the length of the day is too short, but it will rebloom for you next spring. For over 20 years, my family and I have been decorating and shipping Christmas wreaths all over the country. These wreaths are handmade right here in Maine with fresh, fragrant balsam fir tips. This wreath measures 20 to 22 inches across and will fit on your front door. The wreath is double-sided with fresh greens on both sides, unlike other companies. A handmade red velvet waterproof bow is included. The wreath is shipped in a decorative white box with a red bow on it. A holiday card with your special message is included. And the price is the same as last year, $38.95. And that's shipping any place in the continental U.S. Go to paulparent.com to view the wreath pictures and new centerpieces. That's paulparent.com. Or call 207-985-6972. That's 207-985-6972. Family and friends that have moved out of New England will love the smell that they once took for granted, a fresh balsam wreath. If rabbits have found your garden and are eating your flowers and shrubs, it's time to fight back with Bob XR. Just spray the foliage of your plants and they will move to your neighbor's yard. Bob XR will not wash off and will last for up to 2 months, even during the winter. If rodents ate your flower bulbs this year, be sure to treat your new ones with Bob XR by soaking them for 5 minutes before planting this fall. For honest answers about your animal problems, call Bob X at 800-792-4449. If you planted new broadleaf evergreens this year, roses or hydrangeas, protect them with Wiltstop this winter. Wiltstop will seal the moisture in the stems, branches, and leaves, preventing dehydration during our cold and windy winters. Bonide Wiltstop will also keep your cut holiday greens fresh longer. Just miss your wreaths, roping, centerpieces, and yes, the Christmas tree. Less needle drop, better color, and freshness. That's Bonide Wiltstop.
Most people know that drinking pure high alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using plasma pH drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776 today.
Are you wondering about your retirement portfolio? Are you confident that the financial advisor is experienced enough to combat climbing interest rates, taxes, and inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. When you subscribe to the International Forecaster, you get Robert Chapman's 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations. Who needs sugar-coated excuses when you can get the cold hard facts and proven investment leads you can't get anywhere else? For a free introductory copy to Robert Chapman's International Forecaster, subscribe now at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. Experience the difference. When you subscribe, you can email Robert Chapman directly to obtain investment advice tailored just for you. Don't wait another minute. Subscribe today at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. That's 877-479-8178.
An A to Z product listing, top 20 bestsellers, and 30% off monthly specials. That's just a few of the many reasons why vitamin, mineral, and herbal supplement shoppers visit RippleCreek.com every day. Listen.
I'm a customer of RippleCreek.com and find it to be one of the best companies of its kind in product, customer service, and speed of delivery, and your prices are great.
RippleCreek.com has the full range of discount vitamins, minerals, and herbal supplements in an easy-to-use A to Z listing. Find everything from amino acids to grapeseed plus to our special colloidal minerals formula with over 99 trace minerals. Yes for Women, fun intimacy enhancement cream to zinc. Not sure what your body needs? Click our handy vitamin guide at RippleCreek.com. Choose the low cost online vitamin store where the internet has shopped since 1996. RippleCreek.com. Type in radio ad, and on orders over $40 this month, get a free bottle of our Grape Seed Plus product while supplies last. Hurry to RippleCreek.com today. That's RippleCreek.com.
Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club, 800-259-9231. If you're living in Rhode Island and you want a little bit of snow, come up to Maine. We have all kinds of snow up here for you. We'll gladly give you some. Jared, we were talking with, was it Janet?
Marilyn on the line.
Marilyn, okay. Marilyn, good morning.
Yes, good morning, Paul. I have a couple of other questions besides the mandevilla. I hope I can ask you. But first of all, the mandevilla, I put it down in the basement, because you had said that in an earlier show.
Yeah.
What I want to know is, should I fertilize it? Should I water it? Cut it back?
Just leave it alone.
It looks like
just
it's
totally
dropping leaves very rapidly and dying.
Yeah, it should go dormant. I have an angel's trumpet that's similar to that, and I've been putting it in my basement every year in the fall, and it drops all of its leaves. It just stays there, and then in mid to late March, I bring it upstairs, I cut it back, and it just comes right back to life again.
So I should cut it back in mid to late March.
When you bring it upstairs and you put it back in a sunny window.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh. Cut it back.
So for now, I cut it like in half.
Okay.
Now, if you have the room and you can keep it in a brightly lit window, so, I mean, it doesn't have to go in a south-facing window. It can go in the north window where it gets good light all day, and then treat it just like any other houseplant. But if you're putting it in the basement, and it's going to go dormant, you cannot do anything to it. You have to walk by it and just cover your eyes like a blinder. Because if you start watering it and you start feeding it, it's going to break out of dormancy. And angel's trumpet, in the last 10 years, I've had two of them. I did lose it once. Mandevilla, I've got about a 70% survival rate. In 10 years, I've bought 3 of them. And, I mean, they don't last forever. But for me, I'm limited on space for windows, so, and the mandevilla gets to be pretty large, and the angel's trumpet gets to be large. So I put that in my basement, and that's where it stays.
And just forget about it, huh?
You
okay,
can't,
well, thank you.
You can't. Now, what was your other question, Marilyn?
Oh, I had another question. You had said not to cut down a butterfly bush, and last year I cut mine down in the fall before I heard you, and it came back beautiful. So I didn't cut it this year. I cut it way back to about, 9 inches. And it bloomed, and, you know, it was beautiful this year. But I have not cut it back.
Yeah. I always found, this fall, the weather was so warm, so late. And, I mean, we had roses in bloom in our back garden here up until maybe 3 weeks ago. And normally roses are dormant. So what happens is if you prune back a plant when the weather is nice, it has a chance to make a callus. If you prune it and the weather's cold and the plant has gone dormant, because it cannot make a callus, you've got this open wound. And when the wind blows through it during the winter, it can literally suck the energy out of that plant. So if you're going to do a pruning in the fall, do it when the plant is still active so that it can scab over. That way you don't have any openings for moisture loss.
That's maybe what happened then, because it did come back beautifully, but I did not cut it this year because I heard you say don't cut it.
Yeah, I've always found that I have best result if I cut it in the spring. So you either cut it in September, October, when it still has time to scab over, or wait until the spring, and then you can cut it back to the size that you want.
If you can, in
late March, early April.
Oh, really?
That's when I prune mine back. I prune Rose of Sharon. I never prune Rose of Sharon in the fall. In the spring, in April, I'll cut it to the height, the shape that I want. That way your Rose of Sharon will get thicker and you can control the overall height, because Rose of Sharon will get up to be 20 feet tall and I don't want it that big. Tired of watering your Christmas tree every day? Try Vacation this year. Vacation is a new anti-drought product that will keep your Christmas tree green and happy without the need to water it daily. Simply mix a bottle of Vacation with a gallon of water, add it to the tree stand, and your Christmas tree will stay happy and green for the holiday season. No chemicals and safe for children and pets. Go to your local garden center and ask for Vacation. Have you ever traveled with the Fall Fair Garden Club before? It's like traveling with family and friends, and I know you will enjoy it almost as much as the trip itself. Next spring, we are planning to visit Croatia and Slovenia from April 27th to May 5th. You will be staying on the Croatian Riviera, filled with fancy hotels, beautiful beaches, rich history, and several UNESCO World Heritage sites. See the beautiful coastlines, fishing villages, medieval cities, and much more. For more information, call 888-997-BOAT.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you too. call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Okay, yeah, I'm ready. Okay, yeah. Stop that. Oh, wait. Kid, you're killing me. Oh, okay. They want me to dress up like Santa. My thoughts? What's this gonna prove? They want to remind you about the holiday special. So here it is. Buy a month's supply of Life Change Tea and get 2 extra weeks free. Get some free tea in the holiday spree. Oh my goodness. Lose weight and don't become the size of Santa. Oh, who wrote this? Buy 1 month, get 2 weeks free. That's the best sale of the year. So go to getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. Or you can call us at 928-308-0408. Come on, new people. 928-308-0408. And all of you that have ordered the tea, thank you for this year. We love you guys. Yeah, we know. You love us too.
Why are you letting that search engine spy on you?
Spy on me?
Yeah. Don't you know Google, Yahoo, and other search engines record all your searches and store them in a giant database? You should use StartPage instead.
StartPage?
Yeah, StartPage.com, the new name for Ixquick, the world's most private search engine. They don't record your searches or your IP address, and the search results are great. Plus, StartPage is third-party certified, and it's totally free.
I don't want Big Brother watching what I do on the internet. I'm adding StartPage to my browser.
Right. Go to StartPage.com and start searching with privacy.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones. There are some habits you need to break if you want to hold on to your privacy. That's why I'm inviting you to take the 1 week Start Page Challenge. The next time you're about to look something up on Google, Yahoo, or Bing, go to startpage.com instead. Try 7 days of Start Page and break the Big Brother habit. Do yourself and your privacy a favor. Try startpage.com for 7 days and start protecting your privacy. That's startpage.com.
Do you want to get away from additives and preservatives in your food? Need alternatives to conventional food preparation? Do you want to save the fruits of your gardening labor? And are you looking for an excellent gift idea? Then check out the Excalibur Dehydrator. Dehydration is one of the healthiest, most cost-effective, and fun ways to feed yourself and your family. Make healthy snacks like fruit roll-ups and beef jerky. Store healthy food in case of an emergency with no added salts, fats, or preservatives. And save hundreds of dollars by drying it yourself with the Excalibur Dehydrator. The Excalibur Dehydrator comes with an industry-leading exclusive 10-year warranty. And when you order, you'll receive a free book filled with amazing, easy recipes, a $25 value free for a limited time. Just mention coupon code GCN. Learn more and order your Excalibur Dehydrator today at drying123.com. That's drying123.com. Drying123.com. Or call 1-800-875-4254. That's 1-800-875-4254. Season's greetings and health and wellness from Excalibur Dehydrator.
Good morning, and welcome back to the Paul Frank Garden Club. 800-259-9231. Jared, who's up next?
Next up, we have Kevin on the line, who's got a question about lawn fertilizer.
Kevin, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Good morning. Hey, I know
Kevin.
I'm kind of late, but good morning. Hey, I just bought a bag of fertilizer, you know, the last, I think it's Turf Builder, and it's got but then I'm reading on the bag that it should be 60 degrees and this and that. I just want to get it down. I know it's supposed to be fairly warm today on the Cape. What do you think?
Cape Cod is a whole different zone than the rest of Massachusetts, and on Cape Cod you could still put it down.
The ground's kind of frozen, but not quite frozen.
Yeah. The overall forecast, I mean, they're talking for some good rain coming in, a quarter to a half an inch of rain is due in tonight and tomorrow. So if you could get it put down now, when this warm rain comes in, it will wash it in, put it in contact with the roots.
It says on the bag about putting it down in the morning with the morning dew, because it has that stuff in it, you know what I mean, the chemical.
Does it just say Turf Builder, or does it say Turf Builder Plus 2 or Halt?
Plus two.
If it says plus two, okay, plus two is too late.
Too late, so don't even put it down.
Don't even put it down. Put it in your garage, and then you can put it down during April or May. Weed killers is just too late in the year. For a weed killer to work on the lawn, the weed has to be actively growing. And your weeds right now are not actively growing. If it was just a straight fertilizer, you could get away with it. And, you know, being on Cape Cod, I mean, many years, Cape Cod, the ground doesn't even freeze. So you would be okay there.
Now. Would it hurt the lawn because it has that chemical in it?
It won't hurt the lawn, but you've got to say that 50% of the cost of that bag of fertilizer and weed killer is for the weed killer.
All right, so you would still get here and just get straight fertilizers. What you say? What should I pick up? Like a because I'm having a hard time finding it.
Yeah, well, see, all the nurseries have switched over from lawn care and garden care to
Christmas
care. So to be perfectly honest with you, Kevin, it is December. I would just call it a year and take that bag that you bought, put it in your garage, and when you see the first dandelion come into bloom around your neighborhood, that's when you put it down. So for now, you're ahead of the game because you already have fertilizer for next spring.
Right. And if I can find a bag of regular fertilizer, is that okay to put down?
If you can find just a straight fertilizer, then you can put it down. Yeah. I mean, go to a nursery. I'm sure that they have some in their garages that they could sell you. But if you're going to do it, you better do it now. Yeah. Okay.
All right.
Thank you, Kevin. You have a great Christmas season. Our phone number, 800-259-9231. Jared, who's up next?
Next up, we have Steve on the line who's got a question about wood ash.
Hey, Steve, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
How you doing? It's Steve.
Good.
Jared,
how are you, Steve?
And
yes.
You were saying sometime last summer about a 5-gallon bucket of wood ash is worth so many square feet of something.
Yeah.
And
if you take wood ash from a wood stove or a pellet stove or, you know, any kind of fire that you have, a 5-gallon bucket would be equivalent to a 50-pound bag of limestone that you would buy at your local nursery.
Okay.
And a 50-pound bag of limestone will treat 1,000 square feet of lawn or garden. Now, the big, big difference between limestone and wood ash is the ability for that wood ash to change the acidity. Powdered lime will take as much as 1 year to work to change the soil from being really acidic, where you're getting moss and all that type of growth, to using wood ash that will change it in just a couple of weeks. Much, much faster. When I lived in Massachusetts, we heated our home with a wood stove. And we would collect that ash, and I would probably get maybe a 3 or 4 gallon bucket full of wood ash when I cleaned out the stove. And I would sprinkle it on my lawn, you know, unless we had a couple of feet of snow on the ground. But if there was a lot of snow, then I would just save it. I put it in my tool shed, and then in the spring I would put it on. And within a 3-year period, Steve, by using this wood ash on my lawn, I totally, totally removed all of the moss that was growing underneath the oak trees. The grass was thicker, it was fuller, and I eliminated the moss totally. So if you can't spread it in your lawn now, you know, leave it outside to make sure that there's no hot cinders. Let it cool. And when you feel that there's no hot cinders left, box it. Put it in your tool shed. And then in the spring, spread it. If there's open ground and you don't mind spreading it now, apply it now. But wood ash is like black gold. It's wonderful. And it will work much faster, believe me. So the days of taking it to the dump and throwing it away, those days are gone. And for a vegetable garden or a flower bed, put it on at double the rate. So a 5-gallon bucket for a vegetable garden will treat 500 square feet. And that will help to neutralize the acidity. And, for example, if you have an acid soil and you're growing tomatoes, if you have tomatoes and on the underside of the tomato, there's like a black spot. That's called blossom end rot. And that is caused by acidity. If your soil is acid, you're more likely to have blossom end rot on tomatoes, on squashes like summer squash or zucchini. The place that you don't want to put the wood ash is near blueberries. More acidic the soil, the better your blueberries are going to grow. Now, if you have rhododendrons, and your rhododendrons, azaleas, hollies, are not flowering as much as you would like, throw some wood ash around your rhododendrons, your azaleas, your wood ash. Gets to a point, rhododendrons will grow in acid soil. But if the acidity level is getting higher and higher every year, the plant grows, but it doesn't flower. Dogwood's the same thing. So if you've got flowering trees and flowering shrubs, and they're not producing the amount of flowers that you would like them to, or you see your neighbors and theirs are loaded with flowers, and you've only got a bloom here and there, it could be your soil is getting to be too acidic. And you can spread some wood ash around them. If you have lilacs, wood ash around lilacs is incredible what it's going to do. And you would put it on really, really heavy. The sweeter the soil, the better your lilacs are going to grow. So you've got a source there of a wonderful soil amendment that's going to make all of the fertilizers that are in the ground and the fertilizers that you apply work better, all by saving your wood ash and spreading it in your gardens and on your soils for your lawn. Thank you, Steve. 800-259-9231. Jared, who's next?
Okay, next up we have Ken on the line who's got a question about transplanting some hydrangeas and also a question about trimming a burning bush.
Okay, Ken, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Good morning, Paul. Thanks for taking my call. I have
pleasure.
Several burning bushes which are growing out of control, so I'd like to know when I can trim them back and how far I can trim them back. And then my second question is, I have some hydrangeas, which are quite big, and I want to transplant them, but I also want to trim them back, too. So I'll hang up.
Okay, now what?
What's
that? Before you hang up, what color is the hydrangea?
Blue.
Is it blue or white?
Blue. It's a light blue.
They're blue. Okay. Okay, Kevin, you can hang up, and I'll tell you what to do. Thank you for the phone call. Now, burning bush can be kept at 3 feet tall, or it can get up to be as high as 15 foot, depending on the variety. Now, the very first shrub I ever pruned was a burning bush. I was a freshman in college, and I had been pruning shrubbery around the house to help my parents. But we had two burning bush in the front of the house on each side of the front door, And my father called me at school and said, when you come home for spring break in March, the mailman told me if I don't prune back the burning bush, he's not going to deliver the mail because he's getting wet when he puts the mail in the mailbox on the house. Ask your teachers how much you can prune it. I did. I came home, and these burning bush were probably 6 to 7 feet tall. They had been there a long, long time, and nobody really used the front door. Everybody came in the kitchen door. We took these burning bush. They were 7 feet tall. We cut them back the middle of March to 3 feet. My mother came home. I thought she was going to kill us. But we did that. We fed them when we were done, and they grew about another foot, and they were absolutely beautiful. So every year, at that point, my dad would prune the burning bush in mid to late March, whenever, it all depended what the season. If there's snow on the ground, then wait till things warm up, and it may not be until April. But in March, April is the time span before the new growth starts. And take out those pruners, take out the loppers, and say to yourself and to the plant, I'm doing this for your own good. And give it a nice shape, because if it gets too big, you can't see out the house, you can't get in the door, and you can control the size very, very easily. On your blue hydrangea, you want to dig those in April. You need to do it while the plant has no leaves and is still dormant. You dig them up, lay the root ball on its side, take a hatchet and split it in two. Replant them, and then cut your plants by one third to one half. You may lose some of the flowers, but you've been able to compensate for the root loss and for the division. Less stress on the plant. Late April, early May. Did your evergreens have brown leaves last spring? Did your roses and hydrangeas have a lot of dead branches and not many flowers? If so, you need to spray them with wilt-proof anti-desiccant this fall to keep the moisture in the plant and the plants healthy. Newly planted evergreens like azaleas, rhododendrons, and hollies especially need a little extra protection the first year. Keep the leaves green and the buds protected so when spring arrives, your garden will be beautiful. Use wilt-proof, the number one selling plant protectant this fall. For over 20 years, my family and I have been decorating and shipping Christmas wreaths all over the country. These wreaths are handmade right here in Maine with fresh, fragrant balsam fir tips. This wreath measures 20 to 22 inches across and will fit on your front door. The wreath is double-sided with fresh greens on both sides, unlike other companies. A handmade red velvet waterproof bow is included. The wreath is shipped in a decorative white box with a red bow on it. A holiday card with your special message is included. And the price is the same as last year, $38.95. And that's shipping any place in the continental U.S. Go to paulparent.com to view the wreath pictures and new centerpieces. That's paulparent.com. Or call 207-985-6972. That's 207-985-6972. Family and friends that have moved out of New England will love the smell that they once took for granted, a fresh balsam wreath. With the holidays coming, you may be looking for the perfect gift for your favorite gardener. Look no further than Radius Garden Tools. Go to radiusgarden.com. Click on Where to Buy, the online store, and specials. Several sets of tools are on special, and when you add code PARENT, you will get an additional 10% off. Friends with arthritis and carpal tunnel will love them, and they're guaranteed for life. That's radiusgarden.com, code PARENT.
This is Alex Jones, and I want to tell you about the Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator that produces pure drinking water right from the humidity in the air. No, this isn't science fiction. It's very real. I know because I use one every day in my own home, and it's available right now to you. Because you know exactly where your water comes from with Ecola Blue, you'll know what's in your cup. Clean, great-tasting water without all the pollutants. Get your family off the grid today by ordering your own Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator for your home or business. Their best seller, the Ecola Blue 28, produces up to 7 gallons of water
water every day. The Ecola Blue 28 is easy to use and economical. Generate your own pure water from the humidity in the air. This system is free of chemicals and uses a multi-stage filtration system, including reverse osmosis, carbon filters, and ultraviolet lights. Order now and claim your water independence today by calling Ecola Blue at 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Ecola Blue on the web at www.ecoloblue.com today.
Would you like some of Uncle Sam's money back? You may be eligible for up to $625,000 in HECM stimulus. That's right. If you or your parents are 62 years of age or older and a homeowner, this message is vitally important. Please listen. Uncle Sam has authorized a government-backed program through the FHA called HECM or HECM. It is authorized under the American Recovery and Reinvestment Act of 2009. Senior homeowners 62 or older can apply for this increased stimulus program for free at rmapply.com. That's the letter R, the letter M, apply.com. rmapply.com. Right now, seniors are taking advantage of this program's benefits using the money to pay off debt, purchase precious metals, stock up on storable foods, or make home repairs. But the money is yours to use as you wish. To learn more and see how much HECM money you could qualify for, go to rmapply.com. The application is free. Visit rmapply.com or call for a no-obligation evaluation at 713-551-1155. That's 713-551-1155.
How would you feel with normal blood pressure? How would you feel with a normal cholesterol reading without the drugs? What if you could avoid bypass surgery? Would it not be nice to have your heart beat regularly again? To have a sex life again? All these benefits and more can be yours when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. But please, don't take our word for it. Listen to what our customers say.
I've been on the Heart and Body Extract since 2006 and will remain on it for life. Thank you, Heart and Body Extract.
Read more of these amazing testimonials at hbextract.com. Your effective 100% organic herbal treatment for heart and body health is now available at hbextract.com. Get Heart and Body Extract at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5255. Look for free bonus 1213 at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract today.
Good morning. Welcome to the Paul Perrin Counting Club. 800-259-9231. Jared, who's up next?
Next up, we have Van on the line, who's got a question about a chemical to kill grass.
Okay, Van, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Good morning, Paul. I really enjoy listening to you every Sunday. I've got a lot great ideas, especially the wood ash. I have wood-burning stoves here, and I do it, and it does make a big difference. But my question is, about a month ago or several months ago, you mentioned a chemical that you can get that will only kill grass. And I'm looking for that name and possibly the source to get that.
Okay. This is a fairly new product. It's called Over the Top. And if you have, let's say, a perennial bed and the grasses have come in, if you have a banking and it was too steep to mow, so you put down juniper and the grasses are coming through that juniper planting, or you have Pakisandra or English ivy and the grasses are poking up through, you would take this over the top, you would spray it on the grass that's growing during May and June. It's not a fall thing. It has to be done early in the season. And you can also take this over the top, and you can use it in your vegetable or flower bed. Now, let me tell you what this does. Plants are broken down into two families. One family is called monocots. And all of your grasses are in the family of the monocots. And then everything else are called dicots. So you have English ivy is a dicot. Ornamental grasses are monocot, so that if you spray your ornamental grasses with this product, you would kill the ornamental grass. But over the top can be put in the vegetable garden. So if, let's say you planted some beets and some carrots, and all of a sudden the crabgrass starts to germinate. You can spray it right on top of the carrots, right on top of the beets, and it won't hurt them, but it will kill all of the grasses that are beginning to germinate. And it's very safe, and it's registered for use in a vegetable garden. But on junipers, on ground covers, in perennial beds, it's wonderful. And it's usually applied during May, June, July, in that time span. It's a liquid. You put it in those pump sprayers that you build up pressure, and you spray it directly on the foliage, and the grass will slowly die, and it will prevent it from spreading, and it kills everything that's there without hurting your flowers. But again, over the top.
Where is it available, Paul?
You go to your local nursery. If you go to my website, which is paulparent.com, and when the front page comes up, it will say sponsors. Just click on sponsors, and the name of the company is called Fertiloam. And when you click on Fertiloam, there should be a place there that will say dealer locator. And there would also be a phone number where you can call the company direct, and they can tell you of a nursery in your area that would carry the product. Now, if you're going to go to the website, I would like for you to do me a favor, and I'm sure you're going to like this. When you type in paulparent.com, the front page will come up, and on the very bottom, you may even have to scroll down a little bit, it says sign up for an email newsletter. And every Thursday, we have an email newsletter that will go out to you. It's free, and we're going to do all kinds of articles in there. And during the winter, we're going to be doing vegetable school, where we're going to tell you what you need to know to grow the best tomatoes that you've ever had. When we do that live on the radio, we're going to take those notes, put it in the newsletter the following Thursday, so now you've got a hard copy. That way you don't have to say, oh, I forgot what he said. It will be in the newsletter, and you can print it and put it in a folder. So go to paulparent.com and sign up for the email newsletter.